BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Unlucky Gary, my friend's had a real blunder with his Christmas cards this year. Another round of the Google game with Alice Levine. Day 7 of the WhoVent calendar. It's a good one today. And more evidence that we may be running out of music.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
How am I sounding today?
Yeah, you actually sound all right. Why?
Paranoid. Oh, no, I don't mean the quality of the show. It's too early to tell. I mean, like, my voice.
Sounds better than yesterday.
I was gargling away last night with the salt and that.
Were you?
And was steaming as well. All night. But yeah, it's getting better, I think. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Do you know what? I'm so pleased for you today.
Why?
So pleased that you finally got yourself a bathroom in your house.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Finally got there. It took a while.
It's cracking as well. It looks really good.
I think the problem is up to now, going around the back of a shed, it's all a bit Bear Grylls.
It is, and you've been like that for months, like living off the land.
It is, living off the land slightly, yeah.
But I'm just pleased for you. You and your girlfriend not weeing out of the back of the house
anymore. Do you feel like I'm growing up?
Yeah, it's good. You're adulting.
Because you're
really
acting
good.
Like some kind of proud dad at the moment. I don't understand. It's like, I'm so proud of your son. You got your own bathroom.
When I saw that picture, it put a smile on my face. It really did.
Good. All right.
So today, Bumble Wednesday will be on at 2:20 if you fancy having a little midweek dance with us. We're going to play the Google game at 1:40 today with Alice Levine. It's always a very revealing game, that. Mm. So you know when you type something into the search engine that rhymes with Google, it will auto-complete the question for you, the thing that it thinks you might ask.
Yeah.
So we've got to find one of the most popular answers. We'll probably reveal quite a lot about Alice as well, I'm imagining.
Yeah. I've played this with her before, but yeah, very revealing game. Looking forward to it.
So that's at 1:40, and we have an office Christmas party mix for you at 3:45. If it's your office Christmas party tonight or this week, you'll love it. Oh, and after three, more evidence that we're running out of music.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just had the most amazing WhatsApp from my friend Unlucky Gary, the person in my friend group who, well, just bad stuff happens to. So I thought we'd call him. Gary?
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm right. Tell me what's happened.
Just wrote all my Christmas cards out, and then the last one I looked at, I actually read what it said on the front, and it's got a picture of a pudding, and it says, calories don't count at Christmas.
Right.
And that might cause offence, because some of my friends aren't the slimmest, so I'm going to have to go through my cards now, just to make sure that I haven't sent any to some overweight ones, and brilliant. You know, work people.
So you've ordered Christmas cards. Lovely idea. Yeah. I didn't know people still did that anymore. And but it says on the front, what exactly?
Calories don't count at Christmas. And there's a picture of a pudding. But I'd only looked at the photos. I hadn't looked at what it said until I wrote them all out.
How come you've only just noticed this?
I only just read what it said. I was just looking at the picture. They look nice.
Who are you worried about? Have you sent them to any work people?
Yeah, there's a couple here I really shouldn't send that to.
Oh, not that girl you had the problem with before?
Yes, her and someone else.
Oh, no. Well, you've got into trouble about... What was it you said to her about her before?
Oh, she was having a dig about me drinking, and I said, well, there's 300 calories in that latte, and she started crying.
Yeah. She's got one of these calories don't count cards.
Yeah, I think so. No. I need to open some and change them.
What are you going to do? Cross it out?
Well, there's some that don't say calories don't count on, so as long as I send them ones
right.
that don't say it, yeah.
And what do they say? Have a fat Christmas.
I don't think the others are offensive.
Is this part of an assortment pack?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Right, you love a bumper pack, don't you?
I do.
I've just written it down, calories don't count at Christmas. I'm just wondering how you can modify it. You know, can you take out a word? Can you censor one word out to make it all right? But there isn't really.
No.
You could maybe cut out or just scribble over the calories don't count at part of it. So it just reads Christmas.
Yeah, I'll get the red pen out.
Oh, no, because that looks obvious.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to have to write new ones out.
Well, so you're going to get new ones?
Yeah, I'll have to.
This is really worrying you, isn't it? I wouldn't think that it would cause any offence.
People are sensitive, though, especially about their weight sometimes.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to call you because I just got your WhatsApp and I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
All right.
Very quickly, where did you get the cards from?
M&S.
It wasn't a Weight Watchers thing, or?
No.
No, fine.
have some dust at Christmas. All right, speak in a bit.
All right.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Tell your unlucky friend to just cross out the word calories, and then the card becomes more of an advice leaflet. Don't count at Christmas. Right.
But I don't know what that would mean. That's even stranger.
Well, and then Brad from Bolton, this is, just write a semi-logical reason why people shouldn't count at this time of year inside the card, and bingo.
Right.
People feeling Gary's pain. Look, sometimes you do send inappropriate cards and you don't realise.
Well, no, I get what he's done. He's seen the picture. The picture looks great. It's a Christmas pudding or something like that. But you don't read the words, do you?
No. I've put it on my Twitter, actually. If you want to see the actual card that he sent to some of his friends, as he put, who aren't the slimmest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for the Google game. You know when you type the start of a question into a search engine and it auto-completes the end of the question for you, doesn't it? With what it thinks you might want to ask. For instance, if you type in, what is the best way to, as the start of the question, it comes up with, lose weight, to sleep, or to get rid of fleas. Hello, Alice Levine.
Hello.
Welcome to the Google game.
I love this game.
It's good, isn't it?
It's very, I don't know, exposing.
It does reveal a lot. I don't know why.
Well, it does, because you're basically saying what you would type in, even though you're not saying necessarily what you would type in, but people assume that is what you would type in. So, for example, on that one, give me the first bit of it again.
What is the best way to?
First thing that comes to my head is enhance yourself. And what?
Pardon?
And that's what I'm saying, is that's not what I would have typed in, but what I imagine lots of other people would have typed in.
But you would have typed it in, though.
Okay. No, enhance yourself, the assumption how? That's been made. No. There's no need to go into any more
longer.
Details. Don't need to go into any more details now.
Which direction? What dimension?
What I'm saying
also,
is,
also, that's
though,
not possible, is it?
Okay. Look, this isn't an official Google game we're playing right now.
Okay, so yes. That was just an example.
Sure. Actually, when you were away and I was covering the show, very enlightening about Chris. The
what
things
happened?
That well, just a lot of things came up about blocking the toilet at your ex-girlfriend's house.
Oh, yeah. Because we played this game then as well. So other stuff came out then.
I just
feel
like I didn't know Chris and this game afterwards. I felt like we'd been on like a 3-week holiday together.
Brings us closer together, doesn't
Precisely.
It?
Precisely.
Yeah, well, it's not just about me. It's about you two, you know, being honest as well about what you might type in.
Yeah. Well, we're going to work together in this and try and work out what we think is one of the most popular answers at the end of the question. So let's have the start of today's question, please.
Am I allowed to?
Am I allowed to? You see, immediately then, this is a hard one, isn't it? Because immediately you're thinking about stuff that you're probably not allowed to do, but you're curious as to know if actually it might be legal.
Yeah.
Or even those kind of urban myths that people are like, you're allowed to. You know, like when people say, you can pay for the bus with stamps, it's legal tender, you're allowed to.
So you know my Halloween party? I think I typed this in. Am I allowed to be a clown at Halloween?
Oh, because of the new rules?
Yeah.
Because the scary clowns?
Because like, a couple of years ago, clown's fine. Now, not fine.
Were you a clown?
No. I took the advice of the internet and didn't go as
well. Right. I was going to say, you didn't look like one.
What point did you turn up at the Christmas party? Because he had a Halloween outfit on at one point, and then he sort of shed the outfit, and then next time you saw him, he was just in T-shirt and pants.
So I thought you were... pants? I don't know why,
but I went downstairs in just my pants, thinking, we're all friends here.
Did you forget your PE kit?
And someone was like, could you like go back upstairs and cover up a bit?
It was like a dodgy storyline at one point, right? I was trying to fix the karaoke equipment in his living room, right? I look up, and he sat there on the sofa in his pants and
T-shirt. Well, we've already revealed a lot. We haven't even done an answer yet. I don't know why that happened. Anyway.
I'd like to know, am I allowed to spray Tester aftershave on my neck? Because I'm never really sure what the rules are.
Oh, because you're maybe supposed to do it on the little strip of paper card, aren't you?
That always seems like a waste to me, because if you're going to test it on yourself.
Well, this is what I hate that they say at perfume counters. It smells different on everyone because of the way that it reacts with your natural, like, whatever.
Yeah.
They always say that each person it will smell completely different, but it's like, well, it won't smell of, like, lemon on you and vanilla on you, will it? It'll smell basically the same.
Same, yeah.
I guess if you smell bad, it'll smell, like, bad underneath and good on top.
We had a good old spray at London City Airport this way.
We saw this well expensive one that rhymes with Juan Ford. And it
we got right involved.
And we both sprayed away.
Oh, but
it was a tester,
yourself.
So there was nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to test the aftershave.
But you're wondering if you can actually go for a coating.
Yeah, I felt really bad when I was spraying it on my neck, chest and down below.
No, I went hair, armpits everywhere.
Armpits? It's not deodorant.
I love a spray in it. Oh, it's a tester. You can do what
tester.
You want.
It's a tester. But like, how far do you push it then?
Well, I was thinking along the same lines because am I allowed to take all of the toiletries and the bathrobe?
Yeah, good
and
question.
Like, how much in the hotel room do you take?
Okay, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Can you?
Toiletries fine. Bathrobe, not fine.
Slippers?
The slippers are fine, actually.
Slippers, if in a plastic bag beforehand.
Yes, not
stationary?
A robe. Debatable.
Pillows?
No.
Okay.
Robe?
Coffee machine?
No.
Okay, so...
Robe, I've made that mistake before and got fined heavily.
Oh, yeah, they charge you, don't they, sometimes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But my thing
card.
About the toiletries are, if they're miniature, makes sense, of course, they're going straight in the bag. Mm. But sometimes it's quite a big bottle, so you're like, is
Where
that...
Where are you staying?
Yeah.
Somewhere the other day, actually, for work. Someone's it was like a big well. One, but it was like sort of like not chained to the wall, but it was sort of like locked into the wall. But I just thought any toiletry is free for all. So I obviously unscrewed it and took it. But
have I told you when my brother got an aftershave Christmas present from one of my aunts and he opened it and it said tester on the bottom?
You can't steal the whole tester. I don't think that's allowed.
No, I think it was a mistake, but it did say tester on the bottom.
And she's never lived it down.
All right, but let's say every day when I travel to Radio 1, hypothetically speaking, of course, I happen to swing past a Hoots.
You do, actually. It's
right? Right,
it's directly on the way here,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's hypotheticals.
Oh.
Right? And in there, there's a tester aftershave that just before I was to arrive at Radio 1, for example, I could spray. Is that allowed?
You don't do that every day.
No,
every day.
I don't. It's the kind
that
of thing that
so...
I can imagine a Matt Edmondson doing.
Right.
Why is that controversial? Money saving.
It's the kind of thing I can imagine a Matt Edmondson type doing. Wow. Right,
no, yeah. Just mean a thrifty. I just want to know what the rules are.
Right, well, I think we've all said too much already. So I feel quite exposed. I'm not going
to
lie.
No. Well, it's where your brain goes to immediately. That's very telling what you say for the end of these sentences.
So we've been given the start of a question. Am I allowed to? We have to guess what the search engine that rhymes with Woogle will autocomplete, one of the most popular answers.
This is fascinating, this. I've written down a few during that song. Can you guys give me a quick yes or no to them?
Okay.
Am I allowed to walk around with my flies down? As in, is it actually illegal? Because I always think there's public shame when you do that.
Not illegal, but not fine.
Not, you're frowned upon.
Yeah.
Allowed to use someone else's toothbrush?
No, absolutely not.
I would use my own. That's all I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Well... I've been known to use, like, if I forgot my toothbrush, I've been known to use, like, a boyfriend's.
But yeah,
like,
that's fine.
But when you kiss, that's all the same stuff,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's what I mean. Like,
no, well, no, I suppose it's, like, plaque and stuff. When you kiss, you're not really, like, knocking off plaque, are you?
Oh, excellent. Someone else's plaque. Oh, the word plaque is making me...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Stop it.
Also, sure this isn't allowed, but not technically sure why. Am I allowed to wee in the shower?
No.
No, that's a no.
Why? No, no, no.
Why?
Right, we've discussed this before.
But you know Scott does. Look at his face.
No, I don't. I'm really,
Be
I'm
honest.
Frowning upon it.
Be honest. Have you weed in someone else's shower?
Oh, in your shower or someone else's shower?
No, I'm going to be really honest here. I've weed in your shower.
Well.
I'm just being honest. No, the game's about being honest.
As a part two, I know it's not illegal, but is it frowned upon to wee in the sea? Because I know some people who will go in the sea just to do it. So you'll see, often it's mums, you know, when they can't be bothered to find the toilet block. So they'll go, I'm just going for a quick dip.
I'm sorry, but I'm still reeling from this.
Are you actually annoyed about that?
Yeah.
No,
yes,
surely not.
I am.
It's not that big a deal.
That new shower, well, it was new at the time.
It was new at the time. I honestly didn't think that would be a bigger deal. I can pretend I didn't do it if
right,
you want.
There's a toilet right next to it.
There is actually, yeah.
Right next to it.
I've tried to hit that. And it just did...
What, from the shower?
What's happening?
Right.
It just wasn't working.
It's not happening again.
It's not right.
Anyway, what answer are we going for then? Am I allowed
Wee
to...
Wee in the sea is fine, by the way.
I knew you were one of those.
Yeah, I am a sea weir.
I'm just going to go a bit further out, just a bit deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
Away from you.
Yeah.
I still don't feel we're near an answer that might be popular.
I don't know. I was thinking, is it something about, like, am I allowed to... eat raw pork or something like that.
Yes, we need to think of what the mass population would be typing in.
Am I allowed to... I always get confused. You know when they've got like nice cheeses and meats and that in airports? Am I allowed to take that on the plane?
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Because I actually don't know the answer to that.
Because they sell it there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I quite fancy some of that Dutch cheese.
All the cold cuts.
All the cold cuts.
Do you think enough people would type that in, though? It's not going to be like a, am I allowed to marry my cousin sort of thing.
Well,
whoa.
No, that's not what I'm... No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, so... We've got, am I allowed to wee in the sea?
Yes.
Might be a popular one. Am I allowed to wee in your shower? Not a popular one.
Am I allowed to spray test aftershave? It's not very snappy on Woogle, is it?
Am I allowed to take the dressing gown in hotels?
I think the food on the plane. Yeah.
Food on plane, I think. It's a good one.
Am I allowed to take food on a plane? Am I allowed to take...
It's cheese? Kind of like raw, fresh food that's right. Not in a packet or something.
Am I allowed to take meat on a plane?
Yeah.
One of the most popular ones, right? Yeah?
I can't see how it couldn't be.
Okay.
Am I allowed to drive a van, tow a trailer, park here, work in the UK?
Rubbish.
Oh.
They're such boring ones. Also, am I allowed to drive a van? I don't know. You tell me. Do you have a driver's licence?
Yeah. God, what boring top answers.
Am I allowed to park here? What does here mean?
I think we were thinking too outside the box.
Right. Yeah, like the internet would know where you are. Am I allowed to park here?
Am I allowed to park outside my house? I don't know. I'm just Woogle. Leave me alone.
Guys, we failed spectacularly there, but it was fine and we found out a lot once again.
I'm not sure I want to play this again. It's just too much.
I do feel like I know a lot and I'm actually really annoyed about the shower thing. Just so,
oh, I wouldn't so be that stressed about it.
There might be a few songs now while I get my head around that. Mm?
When did it happen?
Oh, that's honestly not a big deal, is it? Honestly. It is to you.
The atmosphere's changed in here. The Scott
Mills Daily. Now. Amor de compra y venta, amor
del pasado. So keen for this though, Mills.
So keen. And Patrick had a morning show called The Jazz Hole. That's one.
It wasn't.
I think the technical term would be mirror the mum.
From yesterday.
Yeah.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
She's always on.
Not always. And here's an interview with Jürgen Klopp.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
See the boys in the club.
Oh, that's horrible! That's horrible!
Britney Spears doing Scottish there, rubbish.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson,
we still love you. This is ridiculous.
We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Okay. Wow, loads of old clips in there. Hello, Will, spreading his muck in Philby. Nicole from Dumfries, bumbling in her greenhouse.
Richard bumbling down on the marsh in his beet harvester as always.
Tom bumbling in his tractor while ploughing in South Wales. All the farmers.
Yeah, hello, farmers.
Quality gap today, says another Will, spreading his slurry in Devon, that one.
No, there's a lot of spreading going on.
Come on, where are you? 8119.
Halfway through the week, people. Bumbleo Wednesday. Let's have it.
Next time we play Michael Jackson's song, I want to do the next verse where he talks about his lovely moonwalk.
Lovely moonwalk. Bumbleo!
Lovely moonwalk. One of the best gaps ever from Sam. Another one ploughing away in Winterton.
Hello to Sean delivering wine in Oxford, bumbling his corks off.
Josh in Somerset. Jim bumbling his sand sprayer off in Norfolk. Yes. Jack and Amy actually in a Honda Jazz on the M25 having a little bumbaleo. Midway through the week, come on. This is my first live bumbaleo ever after moving back from New Zealand. Been listening to your podcast for years. That's Beth, now in Norfolk. Thanks, Beth.
Nice. Clappy, Beth.
Oh, yes.
40 days.
And one more time. M filling up her windscreen wash, ho, in Chippenham. Bumbling in my kitchen in Bexhill, that's Maddie. Spencer bumbling his spanners off, fixing lorries in Somerset.
Laura and Rachel at the Donkey Sanctuary right now, bumbling hard in Devon.
Delivering parcels around York. That's Alex from York. And Aaron in Bedford. Hi there. So I've won every day this week so far on Bangers. Can I make it three?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Penny, how are you going?
Hi, lads. How are you?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Get used to people asking you how you're going, because you're going to Australia, aren't you?
I sure am. I'm heading away on Monday.
How long
Whoa.
For?
4 weeks, a month.
Oh, wow. And it's summer there and everything.
I know, it's so hot over at the moment.
It's upside down.
I know.
Whereabouts are you going?
I'm flying into Brisbane, and then we're making our way down to Sydney for Christmas and New Year.
Oh, well, on the Gold Coast.
I know, sure is, mate.
Yeah, maybe don't do that when you're there, yeah.
Yeah, you need to get the accent sorted.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Oh, you must be so excited.
I am, I'm so excited just to get away from this cold weather at the moment.
Christmas on the beach, is it?
Yeah, sure will be.
Oh, barbecue on the beach. I want to do that one year, you know.
White wine in the sun.
White wine in the sun. Like, there's people dressed as Santa sunbathing. Awesome. It could be kind of weird, but I quite like it.
Do the Santas still dress the same out there?
Yeah.
Do they? Because hotter climate.
So.
And do you know what you'll have as well for your dessert on Christmas Day?
No.
Pavlova.
Oh, lovely.
Which is one of the best words to say in an Australian accent ever. Pavlova. Also, don't look for a beer that rhymes with Wasters, despite the adverts telling us that they all drink it. Nobody does. You can't find it anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, so here's my banger for you today. As long as you love me, I'll be a platinum, I'll be a This is one of Bieber's best songs, I'm telling you.
As long as you
Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me.
Were you having a melty moment when you chose this, Scott?
No, it's a tune.
Listen, Penny, I'm 2-0 down, right? I needed to pull something out of the bag today.
Blah, blah.
I've gone old school. I've gone for this. See me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying Come on, you know it makes sense. Dirty, this is Riding Dirty.
Who's it by?
Chameleonaire. Don't go too far into it, but what I would say is it's a banging chorus, windows down sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, they're both really good boys.
Come on,
like
please.
Them. Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yes! Back
it's
in the game.
It's the second time I've picked this Bieber track and no one wants it. They see me rolling. Can I put the Justin Bieber one on again tomorrow? Because I really want it to be played.
No, you've got to leave it a while now. Actually, do you know what? Stick with that one every day if you really want.
It's a good song.
It's not going to get chosen.
It will get
it
chosen.
It won't get chosen.
Right, help me out. Would you have picked that song? Let me know, please.
Oh, statistically, you're going to... equally, texting if you wouldn't.
I just want to hear the Big Sean rap that gets faster and faster and faster and faster at the end.
Anyway, you lost that one. You're such a bad loser with things. It's never that I've won, it's that you've lost.
It's all about me, isn't it?
It's all about you. 2-1.
2-1. The Scott Mills Daily. Are you ready for a festive who? I certainly am.
Ready.
Your girlfriend an advent calendar in the end?
No, actually, it slipped off my to-do list.
Oh,
it's fine.
Sorry for mentioning that.
But no, actually, I expected more of a storm, you were telling me. It's been weathered, and it's fine. What? Well, look, we're 7 days in now.
Not even mentioned?
I think it's been forgotten, hasn't it? Unless someone reminds them.
Oh, yeah, you're in the safe zone now. About a week ago. I was worried about you, mate.
I wouldn't stress about it. It's fine.
Right. So, we're about to open door 7 on the Who Vent calendar. Normally, you get chocolates behind yours. We've got massive Who's behind our doors. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Okay. This has become one of my favourite parts of the show. I wonder what's behind the door today.
The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Ready, everyone? Time for door number 7.
You know who I am?
Door 10. Come on, who are you then?
Ronnie Pickering.
Who?
Ronnie Pickering.
Who?
Ronnie Pickering!
Yes!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, it's been really hard to bite my tongue the last hour or so here on Radio 1 with some of the songs that have been playing.
What do you mean? The songs have been good today.
They have been good, yeah. But you know, we've been talking about running out of music.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, always. And it's something that we're really wary of because I do think there's going to come a point where there's only a certain combination of notes you can have before every song sounds exactly the same as a song that's already happened. It's inevitable.
Mm. Okay, we're doing this again, are we? This is our head of music's absolute favourite feature on the whole station. He loves it.
Well, he's worried because obviously, because a station like Radio 1, it's all about new music, right? Yeah. But what happens when there's a day where we run out of new music because the new music is exactly the same as the old music?
Not exactly the same, but similar.
No, there will come a point where it's exactly the same. But right now, the early signs are the songs that are sounding similar to other songs. I should point out as well, it's often not the artist's fault. I'm sure they're not even aware because they haven't got the knowledge that we have. We can hear these songs and listeners can hear these songs and go, that reminds me of so-and-so.
Yeah, they probably weren't thinking about it at the time. They weren't deliberately ripping them off.
No, it's a bit like, do you remember when we broke the news to Emily Sandé that her song sounded like microwave meals popping?
Oh, she loved that.
She didn't enjoy hearing that.
No.
But she just hadn't thought of it.
So what have you got for me today?
Well, this is the point, Scott. The last hour or so, there's been some absolute criminal activity. I shouldn't say criminal. This Charlie XCX song we've already discussed sounds like this.
From popular 60s sitcom I Dream of Jeannie and Charlie XCX.
Hey. After party,
we're gonna keep it going. Neighbours might complain.
Okay, so.
Okay, we've discussed that one.
So, shall we crack on with some other. Culprits, again, sounds criminal, doesn't it? Shouldn't say that. Other examples.
Okay.
So this is the new Jonas Blue one, which sounds remarkably similar to Coldplay.
Oh.
I mean, this is nuts.
I never noticed that. Let's go out and be wild, do it while we can. You're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Oh. Run it free. Nice mashup, Chris.
Cheers, man.
Real nice.
Jonas Blue by your side, Coldplay Sky Full of Stars.
Now, if I was Jonas Blue, I'd be worried because Chris Martin has a lot more money than me.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, I can see the similarities there.
In the last hour, you played the new song by J.P. Cooper. We love this guy so much,
right? I love this song.
September song. But how similar is it to Nick Jonas?
What one?
Jealous.
Oh. Oh no.
Incredible, innit?
Yeah, he wouldn't have noticed that at the time. It's a
not,
shame.
It's not his fault. There was no disrespect.
No. Oh, JP, what are you going to do?
Do you think Jonas is jealous of JP Cooper?
No, because it was his originally. He'd be fuming.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's what they should call his new one.
Yeah, the new new song from Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas, fuming. There, we're fuming.
Not wanting to confuse the situation anymore, Scott, but I do believe Jonas Blue and JP Cooper were working on music together not that long ago.
Yeah, they did a song together, a massive one.
But are both separately now making songs similar to other artists.
We can't throw accusations like that around,
no, no,
I'm afraid.
No. No, I don't think they're all in it together. I've got three more for you that will blow your mind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got some more. So this is the new one from Wilkinson called Sweet Lies.
Tune.
Sounds very much like an old song. And there's a by Randy Crawford, Street Life. Until you play your life. Not Sweet Lies, this is Street Life.
This is Sweet Lies.
This is Sweet Lies.
This is Street Life.
And this is Street Life.
Oh, wow.
Don't get those confused. I've got mad.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
Woo. Ooh. Wilkinson and Randy Crawford there.
They weren't to know. They weren't born.
There's a tune.
Wilkinson wasn't born.
No. There's a tune we're absolutely hammering here at Radio 1 by Maroon 5. And it sounds like an old nursery rhyme, I think it is. Some old school song. I don't know if this was ever released, but... We're going to the zoo.
You can come too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Adam Levine got kids. Because that would explain it if he has. Just listening to some nursery rhymes and subconsciously writes Don't Want to Know, presuming he did write it.
Mm. It'll be the next one will sound something similar to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, probably. Keep an eye out on that one.
Or the Peppa Pig theme tune.
Or the Peppa Pig theme tune, of course. Or something from Mr. Tumble.
Yes.
You've seen Mr. Tumble, by the way. Are you familiar with his work?
100%. I met him.
Have you? You've met Mr. Tumble?
Yeah, meet and greet.
What, in full Mr. Tumble outfit?
Yeah.
Wow, about how was that
ago.
For you?
Awesome.
Yeah, Justin. I think it's kind of scary.
No, not scary, really no? Nice, yeah.
All right.
And also, minted.
Yeah, absolutely minted.
So rich.
Yeah. This is like the main guy on CBeebies, if anyone's not sure with Mr. Tumble's work.
If anyone sees Mr. Tumble ever in the street and thinks, oh, he has to be Mr. Tumble all the time, don't worry about him. He is richer than all of us put together.
Yeah. I've got one more for you, actually. And this is inspired by your banger's choice from Monday, which was a tune. And Rob on email noticed this sounds very similar to a very old song. They're gonna clean up
your looks with all the... Oh, yeah, My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance here. This sounds like a 90s sitcom theme.
Right. They say I might as well face the truth. Oh, no.
This is One Foot in the Grave.
With Victor Meldrew. Hey! And now
I've passed my own cell by day. One Foot in the Grave.
Wow. So dark in your Victor Meldrew.
My Chemical Romance.
They are a bit similar, aren't they? Give me half a chance and I can still misbehave. A One Foot in the Grave. I know. I think as a station, Radio 1 should be concerned.
That's my lot for today. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. He's out of Strictly, but he's on our show tomorrow from 1. It's Judge Rinder, and somehow I've managed to persuade him to play Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills.